Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. What's up, y'all? Happy Sunday. I had a few people to talk about today. I don't have much to talk about, but there's a few people that got my attention, you know, on social media. Now, Mix Cooter, that's MINXCOUTURE, Mix Cooter. Well, anyway, she's an artist, producer, out of the Bronx. She has a little Patron thing. She will help out sometimes, like an unsigned artist, and put their music on a playlist, and she like charge $1, a Spotify playlist, whatever. She got a little own thing, little business and shit. Well, anyway, y'all, this chick, Mix Cooter, has got to be the weirdest individual ever. Now, I don't knock anybody's beliefs, whether they believe in God or not, but, you know, when I believe in God, I really take that to heart when somebody tries to mock and make fun of a Lord and make it like he not real. He just a regular person. Well, anyway, I was following Minx. She will follow me on social media on Twitter / X and shit. You know, we be vibing and shit back and forth. And I would show her love on her posts on Instagram and shit. You know, and we got to a little heated, probably disagreement, but anyways, you know how people get in their feelings or get offended. They always want to block you on social media. You know, I remember her saying on Twitter, she tweeted out about something. And I remember somebody saying somewhat like, I'm going to put it like this. So I was trying to make it like the Lord was not real. Like he was just some white man who died on a cross. You try to make it like God and the Lord is not real, you know. And I don't think she doesn't, Mix Cooter don't believe in God, you know. She says she believe in angels, she believe in this, we believe in that, and all this other mess, right? Well, anyway, I said, she said she had a dream, and she was talking about it on Twitter. She had a dream of a fallen angel, and an angel came to her and say, he was looking for help, and he was saying, you're the only one who can help me. Oh, a fallen angel, right? But what I was saying to her, you know, it was on Twitter, whatever. How is it that, wait a minute, you don't believe there's a such thing as God of the Lord Jesus Christ, but yet you believe there's a such thing as a fallen angel? That don't make no sense. Now, without no God, there's no such thing as a fallen angel. So where the hell does it fall from? How is it going to be fallen angels? And you believe all the spiritual things, but there's no God. You don't believe in God, but there is a fallen angel. Where did it fall from? I said, that don't make no sense. And she was talking about something being false and fake. I said, you know what? Oh, I know she got mad. I hit the nerve because she blocked me. I said, if God is fake, there's such thing as the Lord Jesus Christ, if you don't believe in God, everything you're talking about is fake. All these fallen angels, that's fake. You must have been drunk, I said, or high on some shit. Ain't no such thing as a fallen angel. You can't have one without the other, I was saying. How the heck is it going to be a fallen angels, demons, whatever? How is it going to be fallen angels, demons, whatever, right? But no such thing as a God. That don't make no sense. That really don't make no sense. That's like saying there's a such thing as a devil, right? There's a such thing as Satan, but there's no God. Without God, it wouldn't be these fallen angels, these evil individuals just roaming the earth right now who got kicked out of heaven. Now, come on now. Make it make sense. You can't have one without the other. So I said, it really irked me. I said, you know, all that stuff you're talking about, fallen angels, this and that, all that's false. All that's fake. That can't be fake. You can't have one without the other. You can't have a fallen angel and there's no such thing as a God. I mean, come on. There's no such thing as the Lord Jesus Christ. Where is the fallen angel fallen from? That's what I would like to know. If there's no heaven. Because some people would sit and say, there's no heaven and there's no hell. That's a lie. You know? And somebody on social media was talking about, okay, Kanye was talking about something about God and this and that. And he was waiting on the Lord to do something. He didn't come through. Somebody said, well, he got a learning disability. And somebody said, there's a Jesus ain't God and there's no God. And somebody said something about being confused. I replied to that person on Instagram and said, nah, you confuse it. I said, there is Jesus ain't God, but he is the Son of God. There is a God. He said that, I said, oh yeah, what good? He said, God is not human. I said, what good would God be if he was human? I said, so you are confusing. Let me make that perfectly clear. He was saying Jesus ain't God, of course. But he said, but you know, in the Bible, it says him and the Father are one. Ladies and gentlemen, come on now. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Him and the Father are one, you know? Man, people these days on social media really get on my nerve, you know? There is a God, and there is a heaven, and there is a hell. To all y'all out there believing in spiritual beings that's falling from heaven, if you cannot say that there's no God or no Lord Jesus Christ, but you believe everything else exists. You can't have one without the other. Make it make sense. That don't make no damn sense. You're going to believe anything else that's around you in the universe exists. It doesn't exist without God. Without God, there's nothing. There's a God. There's the Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's a heaven and there's a hell. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Mix Kuthri, yeah, she got mad at me. You know, people get butthurt on social media and she blocked me. Yes, she blocked me. She got mad at me, but I'm cool, you know. Her name is, she was always talking about her name, about when she couldn't do something. I said, her name is too common. You know, I said, you should have rights to your name. You got to really establish your name. And they wouldn't let her do certain things because of her name. There's labels. There's other people who go by the name Mix Kuthri. It's just so common. It's very common. You really got to establish your name. For me, it took me decades. I established the hell out of my name. And it's on all my music, on all platforms, on Spotify, Tidal, Apple. It's everywhere, you know. Well, anyway, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly, and thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to rock with me on the next segment. Now, Amanda Seals. Y'all know Amanda Seals. Celeste, whatever y'all want to call her. You know, from my brother and me. Well, she's 42 years young. Pretty little light-skinned thing, you know. I just try to shoot my shot at her, you know, before Instagram. I just said, I kind of like you. I just said some shots. I like you. And I guess it scared her or some shit because, well, she said, you're scaring me, bro, or some shit. Some old weird shit, you know. And then, you know how you go in a comic session and you would leave comments under a post or something, say something nice about somebody. Well, anyway, I did that to Amanda Seals. I left her a comment. I said something nice. And then I said, man, I show you all this love. I don't even give a thank you or nothing. No type of appreciation. You know, you don't have to, but I'm just saying. Show acknowledge a nigga. Something, you know. And she didn't say nothing. She blocked me. I'm like, what the hell, man? She blocked me over that? Like, what the hell? I'm not trolling or nothing. I'm always showing her love, giving her compliments on a picture. Why the hell would you block me? I'm not trolling you. Shit don't make no sense, ladies and gentlemen. Then on Twitter, there was times I tried to get all up in her tweets, you know, mentions and talk about certain things, you know. Wasn't trolling or none of that shit. She blocked me on there, too. I'm like, damn. But, you know, Amanda Celeste, I don't know what's the deal. Somebody was saying she's negative. I keep trying to think about positive shit. I think she got maybe a few, maybe she could be, have some positivity in some of the certain things, but with her negativity, she didn't rub it people and power the wrong way. Somebody said she is so negative this, negative that. I can see that. But for me, I'm like this. Ladies and gentlemen, you get whatever energy you put out there. You're going to get it back. I mean, if you putting out negative energy and you want to be approved of people in power and people to recognize you, lift you up, all that mess, and you rubbing people the wrong way with negative attitude, that's what you going to get back. If you spread some positive energy always, I mean, dang, maybe you'll get positive feedback. You know, somebody was saying on Instagram, I had a post about her in the comment section. She was talking about her, say she want to thank people for some people rocking with her. And you know, it's like, to me, it's like she got, I don't know, blackball. People ain't feeling her. She ain't, somebody said, no wonder nobody doesn't. Now Amanda Seals, She spew out nothing but negative energy. No wonder why nobody doesn't invite her to any award shows and shit. I'm like, damn. Well, you reap what you sow. You put out negative energy, and people gonna have a negative reaction about you and against you, because you want to be you want people in power to approve you or whatever. You're looking for some type of sort of improvement. But somebody said, oh, she's fighting for us blacks. Man, I don't know what to think, man. I mean, dang. It's like her career went downhill, you know. I remember her saying she wanted to be maybe on a Shannon Sharp show, whatever, on the podcast, whatever, you know, him and Ocho, and that never happened. Man, you know what I'm thinking, ladies and gentlemen? Amanda Celeste got some flaws, and her flaws is blocking her blessing. That's all I can say. Amanda Celeste have flaws which are blocking her blessings. It's okay to be get into politics, Congress, and talk about the government, but I guess she rubbed some people the wrong way, and that's why they're not rocking with her, you know? Shit. Damn. You know, kind of remind me of Colin Kaepernick, but that's something else totally. I don't know, man. Of course, he took a knee, but it'd be a cold day in hell before they ever put him back in the NFL. You know, I think what it is whenever they interview Colin Kaepernick for a job, sit down, talk to him, try to put him on a team. The reason why, I'm going to tell y'all, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why Colin Kaepernick is not in the NFL right now, it's because all those coaches are scared of those owners, and they were against him taking a knee, not standing for the flag, for the national anthem. That's why Colin Kaepernick is not in the NFL. He will never, ever, ever be back in the NFL, because all those coaches are scared. They are afraid of all those damn owners, those billionaire owners that own the team. They're afraid. I thought for a second, if he could have got back in the NFL, God bless him. You know, maybe if he don't want to stand for the national anthem, maybe he can sit down on the sideline or be in a locker room and come out when it's over or something. But real talk, y'all. Colin Kaepernick's career is over in the NFL. He'll never, ever, ever play football in his life again. Not unless he go to the CFL. He better go somewhere, Canada, and play some damn football. Because he ain't going to play nothing in the United States of America. Because the owners of those teams are they're ruthless, you know. They own these damn teams, these organizations, the NFL. And you got these coaches under them. They afraid, because if they put Colin Kaepernick on their team, sign him up, whatever, their job may be in jeopardy. Then they might be fired or something. That's the reason why Colin Kaepernick is not in the NFL, ladies and gentlemen. Now, back to Amanda Seales. She rubbed some people in probably the wrong way. I understand standing up fighting for us blacks and all that, but damn, she must have really broke her bridges. How they say, tore their draws, whatever. Man, because you can still do that. But, man, I don't know. What the hell did she do? Whatever the hell she did, it's got her blackball, you know? Shit. Ain't nobody trying to fuck with her. Ain't nobody rocking with Amanda Seale. She don't get it to award. No award shows. She ain't even get interview on nobody's show. Nobody want to be bothered with her. I don't know what the hell she did, but dang. It's like they canceled her out. I mean, dang. Ladies and gentlemen, all I got to say is this. Be positive, not negative. Whatever energy you put out there, that's what you're going to get back. See, for me, I try to be positive. I'm all about love, laughter, jokes, entertainment. On my channel on Instagram. Then, you know, I'm on Facebook. The D to J. My page, D to J. You know, I'm the same as my podcast right here. You know, and on Instagram, Mr. Cali. I do love, laughter, jokes, and entertainment. Everybody like to laugh. Everybody like jokes and shit, you know. I ain't trying to get into all the politics and Congress and shit. I may tweet about some shit. I may talk about shit on my podcast. But that's it, you know. Everybody rock with me, you know. But Amanda Seales, damn. She did it to herself, you know. She made her bed. Now she got to lie in it. You know, I did like her. I still do like her. She pretty as hell. I like the little light-skinned chicks, you know. You know, but she got some flaws that's blocking her blessing, you know. That's why she not rising above, you know. Shit. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest. Thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Until next time, folks, I'm out. Peace.